here.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
Inspector Ben Ford was furious when, on opening the safe at 17 Crane Crescent, we found only a grey goose feather. Of course, I had been there previously with Charlie Austin. Dawdling on the spot, the inspector and I were imprisoned, very uncomfortably, by one Ludovic Apescu, a very nasty type indeed. By a bit of most ingenious reasoning, Charlie Austin put two and two together and arrived in time to put the inspector and myself out of our misery. Later, at my flat, Charlie, by a bit of sheer bluff, put the inspector off our connection with what was suspected to be a headquarters of a subversive organization.
Must have been a rough deal, Mr. Hicks.
Never met it rougher, Charlie. I ache all over. Ooh. By the way, thanks for coming when you did.
Oh, think nothing of it, Mr. Hicks.
To be pinned up like we were is the sheerest agony. If you hadn't arrived, I don't know what might have happened. Thanks, old chap.
Oh, glad to be of service. But I still don't know the ins and outs.
You needn't worry about that, Engel. You've done your job. From now on, I take a hand.
You want me as a backstop all the same. Now, what's cooking?
All right. Here's the setup. That cottage is the HQ of a line of conspirators. You know, the overseas types of the usual traitor channel, diverting their energies to overthrow this and that and generally embarrass our British government's foreign policy. Now, we have their papers, and my hat, Charlie. There's names there which will, if published, create a small riot over here in England.
So we've got the wood on them, eh?
Owing to us getting there first, we know more than Scotland Yard and the security branch.
Very dangerous knowledge.
Now, that character, Ludovic Apescu, didn't ring true to me, although his methods of tying the inspector and myself were very thorough. So in the morning, I'm going to find out something about him.
How?
Just this. That house in Crane Crescent isn't let to an ordinary tenant, Charlie. It's a meeting place of a group. What we've got to find out is, who is the real landlord and what? And if he's got any connections with a certain mob.
I get you.
Right. Now, you get down to the Register of Properties in the morning and find out the name of the ground landlord of 17 Crane Crescent and all about him. Check?
Check.
Inspector Ford here, yes?
Good morning, Inspector.
Who's that?
Merely your friend, the Grey Goose, again.
Oh, I haven't time today for tales of Robin Hood and such. Get off my line.
Oh, how brusque you can be, Inspector. However, what I have to say on this occasion will be much to your advantage. Let me just mention a certain number in Crane Crescent, Ealing.
Oh, what do you know of that place? Oh, yes, you got there first and planted your usual wretched feather in the safe.
I did. And as a matter of fact, dear Inspector, it was just as well I did.
How do you make that out?
Well, I ask you. Our friend Ludovic would have made things very much worse for you if he'd found those precious papers on you. I'm terribly sorry. You must have had a very dreadful night.
Yes, I did too. How did you know that?
How do I know quite a lot of things? However, this is not a social call, how are you and all that. It's a notice, if I may express it in so many words, to the effect that the contents of the safe,
yes,
will be delivered to you in just about 5 minutes from now.
What?
5 minutes from now, you should get the whole of the documents and other contents of the safe located at 17 Crane Crescent. My manager has just left them at your gate.
Right. Stop anywhere, not a constable, near the gate.
I heard that, Inspector, dear. Too late.
Fine.
He's gone. However, the papers will reach you almost immediately now. And what a feast you are going to have.
Now, look here, I...
Inspector, that place in Crane Crescent is a meeting place.
I know that.
But it's, as you may also know, one in which those inimical to peace meet. Shall we say, traitors, smart dealers in international finance, crooks who may, by defeating the law, manage to instill a rebellious attitude in the minor nations. Men whose name objective is to create international havoc and then cash in on the gory remains. Oh, good heavens, I'm becoming rhetorical. Excuse me.
You're excused. Now, what are the names? Quickly.
They're all on and in the document. Ah, there's your papers.
Huh?
I heard the knock on the door. It's all yours now, Inspector. Goodbye.
No, confound him. Come in.
A packet left at the gate, Inspector.
Thank you. All right, you can go. Well, I'm... Oh, confounded, a goose feather with the parcel. Oh, well, I'll add it to my collection. Now, let's see what we've got.
Good heavens.
You found his address and all, Charlie?
Of course. Look here, Mr. Hicks. Claiborne Chambers off Park Lane. Jiminy, he owns the old street. Crescent, what have you?
Learmont. Jewels. Mm-hmm. This is a man I must see. So, Mr. Learmont is the owner of the house in Crane Crescent, among others?
That's right. Looked it up in the property register. Anything on?
Yes, quite a lot, Charlie. You and I are paying a call this evening in the city.
I'm with you.
I said you and I. Now, to make the appointment. I can't telephone from here. Too easily traced. Let's go out to a call box. Come on.
Ah, you know, Mr. Hicks, you're sticking your neck out a lot these days. Here we are, opening up safes, breaking in, and not a razzo for all our trouble.
I know. But one of these days, Charlie, we'll go exploring again. Here's the lift. Get in. At the moment, we're in search of ideals.
Ideals is ideals, but cash is cash. Not to say necessary.
Yes, Charlie, as you say, cash is very necessary.
You're telling me.
Now, come into the phone box with me. This is a tryout. I may miss.
Radio. You got the number?
It's Park 1189.
Yes. Ah, Mr. Learmont, good day to you.
Who's that?
Oh, forgive me if I don't give my name. I rather want to see you privately. And your switch girl...
Nonsense. I don't make appointments with nameless strangers. I deal in properties, real estate and such, but as I said before, I only deal with people who are prepared to come out into the open, names and all. So let's
now,
go...
Don't hang up. It is about real estate I wish to see you.
And why the secrecy?
Because the real estate is situated in Ealing. Crane Crescent, to be precise.
Crane Crescent?
Yes. I notice you're interested. That's fine. Now, will you make that appointment?
What's it about?
Crane Crescent. I assure you, Mr. Learmont, I can discuss that desirable neighborhood to your interest.
All right. What you can say, unless it's a proposed purchase, I can't imagine. Come to my office at 3 this afternoon.
Sorry. Although my business is urgent, I can't manage a minute before 8 tonight.
But...
8 o'clock tonight, Mr. Learmont. And kindly see that no members of your staff decide to do a little overtime.
All right.
Good day, and I shall not be late. And knowing what I think you know, you'll not forget to turn up.
What's the strength of all that?
You heard
every word. He didn't seem anxious to talk about Crane Crescent. Why, I wonder?
Because, as you found out, Charlie, he's the owner of that little property. And I'm making a guess that he knows something of the goings-on at number 17.
Where we were, eh?
Yes. But you and I will examine those offices from top to bottom at 7:30 and make sure there are no odd bods lurking around the corner.
Think there might be?
It's hard to say. If he's an honest land and estate agent, there's no reason. At the same time, he sounded worried and may not be all he pretends to be. However, 8 o'clock will tell us.
Not a soul on that floor.
Good. That completes our survey. And now for Mr. Learmont's office.
Put your mask on and listen. You are not Charlie. You are Phineas. Yes, Phineas. 8 o'clock, Mr. Learmont.
Who's that?
Myself, Mr. Learmont. We have an appointment, remember?
Well, the door's not locked. Let yourself in.
Thank you. Oh, my dear Mr. Learmont, is the estate business so dangerous that you greet your visitors at the point of a gun?
Sit down, both of you. Good. As I told you on the phone, I don't like doing business with strangers who don't give their names. When I'm forced into such a position, I take precautions. And why the masks, in any case?
I don't think I blame you. Oh, the masks, just a fad.
All right, state your business. I can tell you now that none of Crane Crescent is for sale or tenancy, so that's that.
Somehow I think you'll be looking for a tenant at number 17 before long.
How? What do you know of number 17?
It's something that you, as owner, should know. But if you don't, then I'm doing you a good turn by calling on you.
Go on. You interest me.
Very well, I'll enlighten you. Firstly, number 17 is a meeting place for some very doubtful characters. Did you know that?
How should I? I don't keep a constant watch on my properties. What sort of characters?
Those malcontents who, in a friendly country, take every opportunity they can find to disrupt industry, create dissension, sow the seeds of international discord and eventual warfare.
You say these people read my property? Reds and so on? How can you know?
That answer was in the papers.
Then it was you who robbed the safe. Take off that mask.
Aha! Hey, how did you know the safe had been robbed?
You know too much.
Look out, Phineas! The gun!
Huh? Oh. Oh, Mr. Hex, he missed. I chucked the inkpot before he had a chance to aim properly.
Roland Fletcher has actually tumbled onto something, this time on the side of law and order. Listen to the concluding chapter in this adventure of The Grey Goose.